I suppose everyone has their own thing outside, and you try to work on the things that you know that you need to work on yourself, like. And the army up above, in the Conn's Barracks affords me the opportunity to go training and stuff like that. So yeah, I do my own bits and pieces on the side. Yeah.
If you don't mind talking about it, your job and how it influences Camogie and how Camogie influences your job, and just how you balance both, because people would think of an army job, it's high intensity stuff, and then to juggle an intercounty schedule and your club schedule on top of it as well.
Yeah, at times it can be tough, depending on what you're doing. Sometimes if we're doing a course, especially a promotion course or a career course, and for those few weeks that you're doing the course, time schedules are tough and it's hard to fit in things. But, the Army is very flexible, and, GAA and the Army, the Defence Forces, kind of go hand in hand. And, it's great PR for the Defence Forces as well. So, they're absolutely delighted to have personnel belong to the forces in an All-Ireland final, and they provide me the time to go training. It's definitely a bonus to be involved with the Defence Forces in regards to GAA.
And I'd imagine you bring a lot of your work ethic in terms of discipline, training, like even personality traits, courage and bravery, and discipline of mind that your job takes, and bringing that into Camogie.
Yeah, I suppose there's a certain mindset you probably need to have for the army, and I hope that I bring that onto the field as well. And I suppose from if anybody was watching that show on the Monday and Tuesday night about the recruits, you can kind of see the intensity and the passion and the loyalty and the courage and all that goes with it. And it's the same thing in sport. It's all about teamwork and camaraderie, and it's about just giving your absolute all.
Now, in terms of preparing for this All-Ireland final, Gemma, like, you're defending champions, but there was so much change to the squad that it's really, you've had a superb year.
Yeah, at the start of the year, there was a lot of new faces, and a lot of people that weren't there this year that were there last year, vital players are not here anymore. But people have stepped up, and it's time for new people to come in on board. And we've had a shaky start and an okay season, and then again maybe not so great. And I suppose we haven't been really that consistent, but we're getting the result and we're grinding out the result. So, we're just hoping that we can bring that for the final.
Probably shown your experience to get the results, but from game to game, you've shown progress in your performances.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose we kind of know what we need to do for each game. We assess every game that we play, and we play each game differently. So the way we played against Kilkenny will be very different to the way that we'll go to play against Galway. So, we're good at assessing each situation and adapting to that. But, we still can't call it. It all comes down to performance on the day.
What are you targeting, All-Ireland number what now?
This is my 11th, but I've lost 4. So if we win, and hope we win, it'll be my 7th.
What's special about All-Ireland final day for you, the whole experience?
It's different and it's unique. It's, you can't go any higher than the All-Ireland final, and I know the build-up is different to any other game, but you still try to go out and play like any other game in that you've played previously. But I suppose you can't ignore the fact that it is different. You are playing in Croke Park, you are on TV, you're in front of a bigger crowd and all that. But it's a special, it's because I suppose it's what we, this is the reason why we play it first day, is to try and to achieve what, to be the best that we can be, and that's, to get to Croke Park. And fortunately for me, I was afforded the opportunity all these years to play there, and you can never take it for granted, because you don't know when it's going to be your last day playing in Croke Park, and I suppose I'm pushing on a bit now, so I don't know if it's going to be my last. It might or it might not, but I certainly will be going out to give it my all.
Do you think about that, like that dreaded R word that might come at some stage, and savouring every moment, I suppose?
Yeah, I was asked already this year about retirement, and honestly, I don't know. You know, it's kind of I want to kind of realise in myself when that time is up, you know, and I think I'll be honest with myself and I know myself when to retire. But, you know, first of all, I'd focus on the Camogie final and then take a break and kind of assess after that. And, you know, I'd like to think that I've another year or two in me, but, you know, things change too. And, you know, I'll just focus on the final first.
The very best luck to you, Gemma.
Thanks, Millian.